This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Friday, May 28. Seeing and welcoming. Our reading comes from Hebrews chapter 11. Now faith is confidence in what we hope for, and assurance about what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commended for. All these people were still living by faith when they died. They did not receive the things promised. They only saw them and welcomed them from a distance, admitting that they were foreigners and strangers on earth. People who say such things show that they are looking for a country of their own. If they had been thinking of the country they had left, they would have had opportunity to return. Instead, they were longing for a better country, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for He has prepared a city for them. Hebrews 11 gives us a glance in the Bible's rearview mirror. The faithful witnesses mentioned in this chapter lived long ago, even before Jesus came. And they had this in common. They all lived by faith in God's promises, and before they died, they were taken to live with the Lord. They did not receive the things promised. They only saw them and welcomed them from a distance. Seeing from a distance is how we can describe the sights, sounds, and scenes in the book of Revelation. Revelation 11 closes with a scene in which all heaven rejoices and give thanks to God, because the kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of His Messiah. It is a powerful picture of God reigning on earth as in heaven. And the promise is that He will reign forever and ever. Hallelujah. With eyes of faith, we can see this from a distance. Close up in the world around us, though, we often see terrible things such as cancer, COVID-19, poverty, racism, violence, addiction, and death. And there are times when these appalling things make us weep. At such times, faith is the Holy Spirit's muscle that enables us to see from a distance. Faith also welcomes the future of God's full kingdom today. Faith has this power because it is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. Pray with me. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done. Here today, on earth, as it is in heaven. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.